place and they couldn't fix it. So when I was in the grocery store, I asked my butcher where to go. He said take it to Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe.
Heating, cooling, air conditioning repair, and gas tanks for cars, trucks, semis, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. Kotick Radiator even does full-service mechanic work.
Hi, this is Gary Rocci. I guarantee we will diagnose and fix your vehicle right the first time. Bring it to Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-7101. 269-7101.
D&M Cabinet Shop has beautiful outdoor cabinetry for you. WeatherStrong outdoor cabinetry is waterproof and weather-resistant, with three beautiful colors for you to choose from, four stylish door designs, and an array of handles. Your outdoor cabinets will be able to withstand anything Mother Nature can throw at them. Pounding rain, hot summers, or even snowy winters are no problem. Call D&M Cabinet Shop of Ruth today to order your WeatherStrong outdoor cabinetry.
Hi, this is Doug. D&M Cabinets has provided quality cabinets for over 30 years. You can reach me at 989-479-9271 or stop in the shop at 5230 Purdy Road.
Denny King here, the King of Cars at Moore Motors Ford Lincoln Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Caro. Making deals happen with the lowest prices possible is what we do here at Moore Motors. We have the largest new car selection in the entire thumb. And if we don't have it, then we'll get it from another dealer at no extra cost to you. Customer service is the biggest reason our customers come back time and time again. You won't get a better sales experience anywhere else. So come see us today in Caro at Moore Motors or visit us on the web at themooreautogroup.com.
This is Tanya Rubin, sales executive at Thumb Cellular. If you're thinking of switching mobile phone carriers, consider Thumb Cellular. Now is the time to get the tailored service you need from the local company you can trust. Unlike the other carriers, we like to build lasting relationships with our customers. I will work with your busy schedule to meet and discuss how we can best serve you. As the only local cellular carrier with the best coverage in the Thumb and nationwide, I can introduce you to what we call the Thumb Cellular Difference. Get the device you want, the plan you need, and the exceptional customer service you deserve without ever having to step foot in the store. So if you're ready for a better cellular experience, call me, Tanya Rubin, at 989-553-5282. Remember, at Thumb Cellular, we've got you covered.
You love Thumb Cellular!
The American farmer has always been a respected symbol of our country's values, and no one exemplifies the spirit of America more than our Thumb area farmer. Hi, I'm Leanne Schutte, an agricultural and commercial loan officer at Bayport State Bank. As a farmer's wife, I have seen firsthand how farms have changed over the years. Farms have gotten larger, the equipment more complex, input costs continue to rise, and that's where Bayport State Bank can help. We can help you devise a plan that works for you in your farm or business. Whether it's a short-term loan or a long-term business relationship, think of Bayport State Bank, your community bank. The staff and directors of Bayport State Bank would like to thank Thumb Area Farmers for their dedication and wishes our farmers a plentiful harvest this season.
Bayport State Bank, with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, and Bad Axe, member FDIC.
You're listening to the WLW Sports Network's presentation of high school football in the Thumb of Michigan. Mark Ramsey, Kayla O'Neill, Dave Hansen, Rochelle Thompson, Dwight Yasha with your call tonight. A little bit different over there. Doug Cole up in Torch Lake tonight for us. It's our segment we like to call the Media Roundtable on WLW Sports, where we gather up as many football aficionados as possible and pit them against each other for bragging rights. Joining me today via text, or in the flesh, in fact, from the Huron Daily Tribune, it's the 15-round bout of the wide-out route, Paul P. Adams, our in-game analyst for WLW Sports. Dave Hansen via text from the Huron Daily Tribune, Mr. In-Depth himself, Mr. Mike Gallagher, and our director of sports information, Doug Cole. Through the end of the season, we keep score of our game's predictions, and when that time comes, we deem our media roundtable winner. After 4 weeks of play, Paul P. Adams has two victories under his belt, Dave Hansen with one, and Mike Gallagher, Doug Cole, zeros so far. So thoughts on that, gentlemen?
I like it.
Well, of course you do, Paul P. Adams.
I'm feeling a little better after pulling a fast one on you guys last week. So
you did pull a fast one, Dave.
I did, and it was the right call, fortunately.
Because I was about to pull a fast one.
Thank you, Cass City. So I'm glad to be out of the starting gate at least.
All right, so how it all works, each media representative picks a winner and a final score for tonight's feature game on the WLW Sports Network. The winner is deemed by selecting the winning team and by having the most accurate point differential. If no one selects the correct winner, then iClock Ramsey will graciously accept the victory for the week. Since Dave was our winner last week, he will go last this evening, and we will start. Unfortunately, we have not heard from Doug, so we'll hold off until at least kickoff to bring his score in. But we'll start with Mike Gallagher in that fact. And similar to last season's two matchups, quarterback play will be the difference, according to Mike Gallagher. Last year, it was Jimmy Shelkey. Tonight, according to Mike Gallagher, it will be Michael Anderson. He has Harbor Beach winning 28-22, a six-point victory for Harbor Beach, according to Mike Gallagher. Now, Paul P. Adams.
Normally, I would agree with Mike, and I still think that quarterback play is going to be a factor, but there is a gale force wind out here tonight, and we have watched in pregame the players trying to kick and throw into the wind, and it is a factor, and I think that is going to have to Harbor Beach is going to have to adjust their game plans. They're going to have to go to Devin in that backfield, Finkel and Puff, respectively, and ground and pound a little bit more than maybe the game plan was going to call for and use the wind to their advantage. But with that all said, I know this is like the biggest rivalry, but Harbor Beach holds a 46-19 overall record against the Bearcats. They have dominated this series, including two last year. I think they are going to win again. It's going to be close. I'm going to go with Harbor Beach 30, Ubley 22.
An 8-point victory for Paul P. Adams for Harbor Beach. He has Harbor Beach winning 30-22, 8 points for the home team. Now Dave Hansen.
I agree with you guys completely. I was not thrilled when I left work today to come out here and feeling these gale force winds, because it completely affects Harbor Beach's passing game, which is a benefit to the Ubley Bearcats. We've watched Ubley twice this year. They have disappointed both times. So if they are going to meet the Harbor Beach standard, they're going to have to play a lot better than they have been. Do I think they play better? Absolutely. But they're coming to Harbor Beach. This is where they excel. And Coach Shelkey has had the Bearcats' number. It doesn't matter which coach has been in charge. And I think the Harbor Beach Pirates do it again. I think they win by two scores. I got 31-21, the Pirates over the Bearcats.
Dave Hansen in the books with Harbor Beach winning 31-21, a 10-point victory. So no word from Doug Cole, but all three, Paul P. Adams, Dave Hansen, and Mike Gallagher, each picking Harbor Beach. We have Mike Gallagher, Harbor Beach winning by 6, Paul P. Adams in the middle. A lot of company all around him with 8 points, and Dave Hansen with 10 points in favor of the Pirates. Now let's take a look at other area games going on across the region. We'll start in 8-player, the Mayville Wildcats playing in Kindy, trying to take on the 3-1 North Huron Warriors.
Wow, this is a sneaky good game on a lot of – there's some really good contests, competitive contests across the thumb, and this one has kind of gotten overlooked a little bit. But the North Huron Warriors, 3-1, they offensively are rolling, put up 68 points last week. A little concerned about their defense that allowed 48 points. But I'm going to go with the Warriors in this one. Tycon Oblak is he's the real deal, just putting up numbers on both sides of the ball. But I think this is going to be fairly close. And when you start looking at North Huron's upcoming schedule, Kingston, Deckerville looming, this is a must-win game for the Warriors if they want to think about making the playoffs.
Set the over-under at 100 points. I think I'll take the over because I think this could be a similar score of a basketball game. I think North Huron outshoots the Mayville Wildcats, but it's very close. Give me North Huron thanks to home field advantage.
Moving on to our next game, a big game going on in Deckerville. It is the prep zone game of the week for all the features. Kingston at Deckerville.
This game has taken on a new look because of the weather. Kingston, they have the reigning All-Thumb Player of the Year with quarterback Hunter James, and they can light it up through the air. And the one thing that the Deckerville struggles at is stopping the pass game. Well, when you have a wind this hard, I think Kingston's going to have to adjust that game plan. With that said, I'm going to take Kingston, but not by as big a margin as I would have thought if the conditions would have been right. But I think this is going to be a good game, and it's a game that Deckerville really needs, too.
If Hunter James is as good as what I think he is, I don't think it's going to matter. He's too accurate of a passer. I think he'll be able to throw a good ball through the wind. Deckerville, again, unimpressive. Give me Kingston this game as well.
Moving on now to our other games in the greater in the NCT.